Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello and welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is January 31st. Yep, it's the end of January already. Now this Wednesday, February 3rd, we celebrate the 207th birthday of composer Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn was born February 3rd, 1809 in Hamburg, Germany. Of course, Mendelssohn was not just a composer. He was a pianist, a teacher, and a conductor. But his compositions was one of the biggest contributions he made to classical music. He is one of the most celebrated figures of the Romantic period, which promoted feeling and imagination above the rigid forms and traditions. His education included literature and painting, thus widening his appreciation of the arts. As a conductor, Mendelssohn was responsible for the 19th century revival of the music of Johann Sebastian Bach when he became the first person since Bach's death to conduct the St. Matthew's Passion. In 1844, Mendelssohn composed his Opus 65, Six Organ Sonatas. Organist John Brock is the professor of organ emeritus at the University of Tennessee. Here he's performing the first of the six sonatas, Organ Sonata No. 1 in F minor, and he is playing a historic Jardine & Sons pipe organ at the Tulip Street United Methodist Church in Nashville. The organ was installed in 1892, features 26 ranks with over 1,400 pipes.
You are listening to At the Organ.
On our program today, we're celebrating the 207th birthday of Felix Mendelssohn. He'll be 207 as of this Wednesday, February 3rd. In 1830, Mendelssohn composed a three-part work entitled Three Motets for Female Choir and Organ. Our organist right now is Edmund Althaus, assistant organist at Ely Cathedral in England, as well as director of the Ely Cathedral Octagon Singers. He joined Ely Cathedral in 2013. Prior to that, he served as assistant director of music at Ripon Cathedral. Well, here he is playing a four-manual Harrison & Harrison pipe organ at Ely Cathedral. The organ started life in 1685, built by Renatus Harris. After several rebuilds over the years, the organ was almost essentially replaced by Harrison & Harrison from 1999 to 2001. Some of the older pipes were incorporated into the new organ. Of the three parts of this work, Althaus will be playing number two, Laudate Pueri.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. We're celebrating the life of composer Felix Mendelssohn. Here's a quote from Felix Mendelssohn. He says this, "Though everything else may appear shallow and repulsive, even the smallest task in music is so absorbing and carries us so far away from town, country, earth, and all worldly things that it is truly a blessed gift of God." Mendelssohn composed his Opus 37, Three Preludes and Fugues for Organ, in 1837. Craig S. Williams is playing number 2, Prelude and Fugue in G major, on a beautiful 4-manual pipe organ at the Baptist Temple at the intersection of Schermerhorn Street and 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. The organ was built at that time because a previous Odell organ, along with most of the rest of the Baptist Temple, was destroyed in a fire in March of 1917. Ironically, the Steer organ was partially destroyed in another fire July 7, 2010. This recording was made before that in 2005. hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week, and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.